welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time. Once again, to greet you, as always, the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Demi and I are so happy that you've decided to tune in this morning to the program. We pray our time together will be a blessing. And can I start off by saying to all of you mothers, thank God for godly mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you. What a great privilege it is to be a mother, to carry a child in the womb. Now, I hate to say this, and I don't want to be mean and ugly, but I'll tell you what, in the day and the hour that we're living in, and I rarely date my programs, but I'm going to this one. The Supreme Court is, it's just been leaked that they're going to reverse Wade versus Roe and send it back to the states. And I'm telling you, friend, the liberals are melting down. And the sad part about it is that the ones that we hear from most, friend, are women themselves. It's amazing. It's amazing. Listen, folks, we're living in a strange day, without a doubt. We're living, I believe, in the last days. And if you're not ready for Jesus' return, may I encourage you, may I implore you, may I beseech you, may I beg you, get ready for that. Listen, He's coming whether you're ready or not, whether you believe it or not. He's coming. He's been here once. That's undeniable. Undeniable that Jesus, who is the Creator, became a man and walked His own footstool. And He said before He left, He'd return again. And I believe He's soon to return. I've opened my Bible to the book of Exodus, the second book of the Bible, the book of redemption. And I'm going to look in chapter 2, read a few verses of Scripture, and preach about a great woman, without a doubt. I'm going to preach, I'm going to preach about a mother named Jochebed. Can you remember the day and the hour when being a mother meant more than life itself? I'll tell you, friend, listen, it's not that way in this day. For many, thank God, for many people listening to me, for many people that still live in the world, it's still that way. They think their life is going to be fulfilled in motherhood, and how true that is. Well, you pray for me, I'm praying for you. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for the condition of our world, and we can talk to one that knows all about it. Here's Debbie with a song that she wrote about and for her mother. I saw grace in my mama's face. You enjoy it? I know that you will. And when she's done with her song, again, that she wrote about her mother, Norma Jean, known by all of us lovingly and closely, Nan Ann, gone to be with the Lord, I'll be back with the message. Enjoy, everyone.
It was in my mama's face. Grace to cover all my needs as I was growing up. Grace to see and grace to be for her family. I saw grace in my growing up as a child, sitting in my little chair. Mom would come and she would stand and then curl my straight brown hair. Beans and cornbread were her treat. It was her specialty. With five kids and a miner's pay, she did great, you see. Godly mother who fears the Lord, oh, what a special gift. Her compassion when we were down always gave us a lift. In times of trouble, she was there. That's why my mom's so special. It was her grace to me. of my mama's grace. Thank you, Mom, for giving to me your special grace.
Well, I don't know if I can talk right quick after that, but thank God for all of you that have had a godly mother, and my heart breaks for you that didn't. It's not everyone that has a mother to encourage, to love, to kiss little sore spots, and to make the scary things at night go away. But thank God for those of you that did and for those of you that do. I wonder sometimes what God thinks when He looks upon this generation, when many of them are kind of like Pharaoh, wanting not only to kill the boys, but also all of the children, girls and all alike. Friend, listen. In the last days, the Bible says that people will lose their natural affection, and I believe that covers a lot of territory. But one of the most natural affection I know anything about, friend, is the love of a mother for the child that she bears in her womb. Can you remember, friend? And look, I could go on and on about a lot of things, and I'm trying to get the message God, I believe, has laid on my heart. But can you remember when the womb was one of the most safe place that a child could be? And now today, it's one of the most vicarious. They use abortion. Women use abortion. They say, well, it's all about women's rights. It's all about my body. Well, listen, you ought to thought about that before you got pregnant. You ought to done whatever it takes, bless God, to make sure you didn't get pregnant. If you're old enough and adult enough to get pregnant, you ought to be man or woman. You ought to be woman enough to take care of the child. Listen, friend, protecting woman's right, health rights. What about that baby that's being murdered in the womb? Listen, friend, I'm telling you, God's taking note. God is taking note. Thank God for godly women. Thank God for you, sis. Thank God for your love for the Lord and hence your love for your family. Look, I like I say, I better stick with the message, and hopefully that will be a blessing. Hope it'll honor God. Hope that it'll edify you. The Word of God says in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, there was a man, there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months, and when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river brink. Now look, I want you to notice something. She laid it in the flags by the river brink. She did not put that thing out in the middle of an aisle and just let it go and leave it up to perchance. Friend, listen, this woman had a plan without a doubt. And I'll not read the rest of that. I'll stop there. But I want to talk to you about a mother named Jochebed. A mother named Jochebed. You know, friend, that Moses himself penned this history of his life. Isn't that amazing? I don't know why God did not allow him or motivate him to say more about this. But I wonder how Moses felt as he was penning his own history, learning from God what he did not know when he was birthed into the home of a man by the name of Amram, and a mother by the name of Jochebed. He didn't remember these things that they had done for him. Oh, he had heard the stories without a doubt that God inspired him to pen his own history. And no doubt he could have become eloquent. No doubt, friend, he could have expanded upon this and expounded upon this and told many wonderful things about what it was like to be a nurse by his mother and then be sent to Pharaoh's house. Oh, friend, listen, what a great history this man had. But one of the reasons he had the great history that he did was because that he had the mother that he did. Do you know what Jochebed means? It means one of two things. It either means Jehovah is glorious, or else it means Jehovah is her or our glory. Isn't that amazing? Ah, listen, friend, in this day and hour, again, which I think is strange, parents name their children some of the most senile names that you ever want to hear, friends. Some of them, I believe, injure them through life. But in the days of Jochebed and biblical characters, parents knew the impact and power of a name. Oh, we ought to be wise and prayerful when we name our children, friend, and see what God is wanting to do with them, even in the name that He leads us to. Well, I want you to tell you, friend, listen, when we get to this great passage of Scripture, when we begin to read about the birth and the salvation, if you'll allow me to say it that way, of this man by the name of Moses, friend, we see God's wisdom on display. We see God's wisdom on display, friend, too, when we see that God brought a mother, brought Eve to Adam and gave her, friend, to a home. Oh, listen, friend, our homes are in disarray. People say, boy, isn't it good that divorce is down? Well, it's good that divorce is down, but do you know why it's down? There are more young couples living in fornication, others living in adultery. They're living together without being married. And friend, listen, that's not a good thing. Oh, it's good that divorce rate is down. Would to God it was down or non-existent, but when we begin to realize why it is, I don't know that that's anything to brag about. But I want you to know something. God knew what He was doing when He brought Eve to Adam. After God allowed Adam to name all the animals, as He saw them pass before Him, male and female, oh, listen, there wasn't a helpmeet found for this man by the name of Adam. And God knew, friend, that He needed something. He needed a helpmate. He needed someone to answer to Him, to respond to Him. And if I can say it this way, even to fulfill Him. Oh, the greatest institution in the world, friend, outside of the church that Jesus Christ has purchased with His blood, is the home. And the home, regardless of what our modern society says, regardless of what our Supreme Court signed its name to, a home exists of a mother and a father and children. Oh, friend, what a mess we're in this day. What a sad mess we're in this day when we think we as men know better than what God, our Creator, knows for society. Poor humanity, and God has given us the power and the privilege to choose. But listen, friend, our choices, but we cannot choose the consequences, and they are manifest everywhere. Oh, look, friend, I'll tell you, in this woman, we see power. We see the place of a woman, friend, in the home, in a church, or in the world that fails to realize what a special thing that it is to be female. What a special thing that it is to be a woman. Oh, what a glorious, glorious thing God did when He gave Eve to Adam, knowing that she would be such an integral part of humanity, of society, of all things, friend, here on planet Earth. Now listen. Although Eve was guilty of helping bring sin into the world, God, in His infinite wisdom and infinite depths of grace, He chose a woman, friend, to bring a Savior into this world. Isn't God's wisdom, isn't God's power above understanding? And I want you to know, listen, friend, women from the beginning have played such a marvelous role in the plan of God for mankind that it's unexplainable. It's inexplicable. Oh, friend, listen, but it's something that we can rejoice in and thank God for. Hey, do you know that the women were the last of the cross when Jesus was crucified, and they were the first at the tomb? There's so much to preach today, so much to say, but let me quickly get up to the points that I believe God has laid on my heart. I want you to know, first of all, about this mother by the name of Jochebed. Hey, listen, friend, Listen now, she belonged to the right family. Now let me say something that's important. Bless God, it's important to understand verse 1 of chapter 2 of the book of Exodus. She was of the tribe of Levi. And let me say this now, friend. This was before the history of Levi's tribe was written. This was before the history of the things that made the tribe of Levi great. It was before it was written. And with that in mind, let me say to you, ma'am, I don't know who you are. I know everybody's upbringing is different. Not everybody's as easy. Not everybody had a loving mother, a good home, a comfortable upbringing. Hey, can I tell you what, friend? Listen, you may have had the worst of the worst, but that doesn't mean God doesn't love you. That doesn't mean God won't use you. That doesn't mean God doesn't have a plan for you. Before all of the things that happened in the tribe of Levi that happened, you can read about them in chapter 32 of Exodus, where they chose to be on the Lord's side. And later, when God chose them to be on His side and to be the tribe through which the priests and the high priests were chosen out of a nation to go before Him, to represent Him, a man before God. Oh, this was when, friend, they were early on. Hey, listen, Jochebed didn't know that, but God did. God knew what He was going to do. And listen, friend, you may not belong to the, quote, right family as far as name and education and position in society. But, listen, young lady, you get right with God. You repent of your sins and receive Christ as Savior, and you get into the family of God, and you'll belong to the right family. Glory, hallelujah. Look, not only do we see Jochebed belonged to the right family. Do you know what she did? She displayed the right courage. Hey, listen, in a time when an edict went out from a ruler of the world, a man who was known as Pharaoh, he had all power. He was a type and a picture of Satan according to typology in the Word of God. I want you to know, friend, listen, she was willing to go against him, or if you will, let me say it a different way, take a chance. She didn't know when her and her husband that she loved by the name of Amram got together, exchanged their vows, and then consummated their marriage. What kind of child that she would have for this third child in their family? Miriam was already there. A boy by the name of Aaron was already a part of the family. But at this time, things had grown to the place to where Pharaoh says, something's wrong. We got to get rid of all these male children of these Israelites, of these Jews, of these Hebrews, if you will. But I want you to know she displayed courage. She displayed, listen, friend, courage when she recognized that after she had Moses, she had to make a decision. And she recognized, I believe with all of my heart, that there was something special in this little boy of hers. I believe this woman, like you, sis, have great ability in that. You listen, women have a great ability to see certain things in people that men generally don't. I don't know why we don't have that power, but ladies, you do. You all have the ability many times to see both good and bad. But oh, she displayed her courage when she realized that in her son Moses, that blessed God, God had delivered not only her and her husband Amram something special, but her nation something special, her world something special, and her God something special. And you know what she did? Listen, friend, she had to do her part in seeing that God's promises would be fulfilled. I don't know how much she knew, but I can't help but think she knew what God said to her ancestor by the name of Abraham, when he solidified the covenant that he made with him, that he said, your people, in Genesis chapter 15, I would be a stranger in a land, and they'd be there for 400 years. Jochebed, friend, had displayed her courage when she decided that she'd have to to carry out an ingenious plan and decide to obey, listen to this, God, but she also obeyed Pharaoh. You see what he mean? Pharaoh said, look, you're to cast these boys into the Nile. Let the crocodiles get them. Do you know what Jochebed did? She had sense. She had wisdom. She had courage to make a plan. She put Moses in the Nile, but she did it, bless God, in a way to assure he'd be taken care of and that God would move in his life in a way that only a God of miracle and all power could. She made that bull rush. She put him in the ark and set him in the reeds next to the bag, near a place where Pharaoh's daughter would come and bathe. She just didn't thrust that little boy in that ark out to the streams of the Nile, out to chance and to fate. No, friend, she had the courage to see that God was doing something. And she told God she was willing to do her part. You know what else that about this mother named Jochebed? She manifests the right faith. Hey, I believe, bless God, at the core of her heart was the Word of Almighty God. I believe she simply believed in spite of the circumstances that were surrounding her. And I believe she trusted her God and His Word. That's what courage is. Courage or faith is, friend. Faith and courage go together actually here with what I'm going to say. They are both displayed, not in the absence of fear, not in the absence of a question mark in your mind, but in spite of those things, in spite of the fear, in spite of the obstacles, in spite of all the reason and the rationale that you think goes against what God's Word says, we need to stand and do it nonetheless. Listen, a mother named Jochebed, she belonged to the right family, displayed the right courage, manifested the right faith, and was motivated by the right force. You know what that force is? It's love. Bless God, when it's right, it produces something. It produces actually unbelievable things. It'll put people into action. And you know what they'll do? They'll do what they need to do. They'll do what they need to protect the things that God has given them. Love, bless God, will provide something that nothing else could provide. No one else could provide. Love moves. You remember what the Word of God says? God is love, but God so loved the world that He gave. Hey, thank God for Jochebed's love. You know what it did? It prompted her. It promoted her. Bless God, it put her into a place to where that she decided that she was going to love her children, love her God, believe His Word, and trust Him to do His part. Oh, listen, my dear sister in Christ, ladies, you all that are listening, that this old country preacher, you're a young mother, you're a mother-to-be, you've been a mother for years, and you want to grow, you want to be better, you want to do better. Can I tell you where to start? Ask Jesus into your life. If you don't know Him as your Savior, if you don't belong to the family of God, if your upbringing has been tough, if you want a better road, a new road, bless God, a comfortable road you'll not find. Ah, but if you want a road that's full of peace and full of hope and joy, bless God, listen, I'll tell you what you do. Repent of your sins. Go before God. Get on your knees and say, God, I'm a sinner. You've given me of the power over a new life, a little boy, a little girl, a family, and I need You to be all that I can be for them. I want to live right. I want to love them right. I want to lead them right. I want to go to heaven, and I want to do everything that I can to see them get there. Hey, listen, lady. Listen, sis. Listen, ma'am. Whatever you want me to call you today, bless God, your children, even your family is looking to you. I'll guarantee you a husband rather have a godly wife than any other kind that I know. A one that represents Christ. One that loves the Lord. One that loves her family. Hey, listen. Listen, ma'am. Why don't you go before God and ask Him to save you. Ask Him to change you. Ask Him to bless you. And those of you that are saved, how I thank God for you. Take Jochebed's example. Live it out in your life. Apply the principles of her courage, her faith, and their love to your situation. And I'll guarantee you, God will bless you in ways that you've never imagined. Thanks for listening. Hope it was a blessing. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.